Parker.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that allows you to take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, and with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so do send us a contact request there. It will be approved. It'll make it easy for you to connect with us on Skype in the future. That's username lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the sex offender registry. And there was still a question I had for you, Mark, about you had said previously in the last hour we didn't get a chance to get a response from you. So let's lead the hour here with this and then get right back into your calls at 855-453. You said you used to believe, put them to death, those sex offenders, and you don't think that way anymore. Why?
Well, okay, so I used to have the philosophy that, you know, sometimes you deal with a dog that is just bites people too often, right? You got a bad dog, put the dog down.
Okay.
And if you've got a bad person, put the person down. However, the difficulty I have in this circumstance is the people. It's not that I don't believe that philosophy any longer. The problem is the people whom we empower to do this. The government has an incredible failure rate. A failure rate like we just don't see anywhere else.
You mean like misconvicting people for crimes they didn't commit kind of failure?
That and a variety of other things. I mean, when they fail, they don't hold themselves responsible either, which then creates this reign of incompetence. They try to hide things. It's a mess. So I don't want to give – the only organization that you can give the right to put anyone to death is the organization that supposedly represents us all, right? Well, if that organization can't be trusted
– and they can't.
And they can't, then who the hell is going to do it? Well, so therefore, I'm against it.
We know that a whole bunch of people – what is it, close to 200 people in the last few decades have been actually exonerated and released from death row because –
exonerated. Not people that have been, you know, had their sentences commuted or anything like that.
No, they've been found not guilty.
Exonerated.
After the fact of being found guilty.
And not even a majority of them are DNA related. I mean, a lot of people would say, well, now we have DNA evidence, so we don't make mistakes anymore.
That's bull crap!
Yeah. How many, if you're talking about 10% of people are misconvicted, then how many people are you willing to kill, innocent people are you willing to kill in order to kill a guilty person?
So, okay, but you did kind of have a caveat in there, and that was that you're not necessarily against the idea of killing humans who have done bad things. So let's just go ahead and presume that there could be some way of only killing off people who have absolutely done
crime. I can't live in Dungeons and Dragons world with you, man. I
just
don't know how to deal with it.
It's all people who've admitted it, right? Like,
in the world are you going to get people to admit to crimes if you're only going to execute the people that admit? It's a stupid scenario.
Maybe there's some way beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Crystal balls?
I'm just trying to ask you the theoretical question. Since you believe in killing as a solution, don't you think that that's inhumane, that people can change, that, you know, even those ones who have absolutely done something wrong, don't they have something of value that they could give to the world?
They may very well have something of value to give to the
world. But you're willing to throw it away and just ice them.
Well, why don't you let me answer the question instead of finishing it for me? Thanks. I don't know the answer to that question, but you're just talking about this fantasy world, and it's really difficult to answer fantasy questions. If somebody is convicted of having, you know, it definitely kills people, they're going to be threatening to other individuals. Mm-hmm. How are they going to make good? I don't know. How do you make good to somebody whose life has been ended?
I don't know, but you certainly can't make good if you're dead. You're not going to be able to make good then. You're not going to be able to, you know, cut a portion of your paycheck to the victim's family or something like that because you've been killed too at that point. So that's one reason, in my opinion, not to to hurt people. And the question that one of the questions that was asked earlier is, you know, do you support this idea of killing sex offenders? Are you one of those people who believes that killing sex offenders is going to make things better? And I'm firmly against this. for a variety of reasons. You already pointed out, Mark, in this instance, the case that we started the show with, the sex offender's wife ended up getting killed in this murder situation, which you know we posted the article at our Facebook page. You can get into that if you'd like. So there could be innocent victims involved. What are you removing as far as people with their talents in the world that could have a possibility of changing and becoming better people? Because people do change over time. Give somebody 10 years, they're not going to be the same person that they once were. And, you know, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Solving problems with violence isn't going to work. It's certainly not going to stop people from offending in the future.
I disagree with that entirely. Solving problems with violence does work. Solving problems with aggression doesn't work. And there's a different thing. Aggression is the initiation of violence. But absolutely, if somebody's coming at you with a knife or a gun or an axe, shooting them in the face solves that problem.
I get
what
you're saying there.
Violence solves that problem. Okay. So don't make dumb blanket statements.
I don't think it was a dumb statement. I think that generally I don't support violence as a solution.
I prefer other solutions.
With the exception of self-defense. But some would say, Mark, that in this case it's not aggressive force because you're just retaliating against this sicko who's done something horrible to a human being.
I didn't claim it was aggressive force. I claimed it was violence. And you can define violence as aggressive force, but why would you when we have a term like aggression? So what my concern here is sometimes criminals make careers of doing crimes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not people, or not just careers, but they make a lifestyle of committing crimes. They're not just people who kill one time. Generally, you're talking about a spouse or something like that. They're people that, I like this killing thing.
Yep.
And
sick people.
Plugging some that guy or that woman saves people. It prevents violence in the future.
But it also prevents any victims from getting any kind of restitution out of that person.
What kind of restitution do the dead people get? I don't know.
Well, family members could use some restitution for losing a loved one. How about a business owner who the person who was murdered is a key person at the business? They could use some restitution, too. There's all kinds of people that could use some restitution in the instance of a violent, horrible crime happening to their loved one. And if you murder the person who committed that crime, if you kill the person who committed that crime, then that prevents them from making anyone whole. Not that you could ever be made whole by losing, you know, after you've lost a loved one, but you could have something. And right now you don't get anything at all. You just get that person locked up or put to death.
Well, you don't think
solution.
That person would be locked up anyway? You don't think
I'm not
that somebody
you shouldn't lock up somebody who's a danger to other human beings. I'm just not convinced that somebody who commits one violent act in their life is necessarily a danger to other human beings 10 years later.
I don't know.
Well, you went to prison for 9 years.
I do.
You've got a kid and a wife now. Are you a danger to them?
It's true, but for one. I never killed anybody.
But you went to prison for murder.
It's the truth. So, you know, I mean, you have
you ever
to look
get in
at,
a fight with somebody?
You have to look at scenarios, absolutely, but mostly in prison.
Would you get in a fight today?
No.
I mean, on purpose or anything like that?
No, I think people change as they grow older.
That's
too.
What I'm trying to say. You know, maybe there's value in these human beings, and if you extinguish their life, maybe you're never going to find out what that value is down the line, and certainly you're never going to get restitution. 855-450-FREE, that's
here's
the
one thing I would
CAI
like,
toll-free line.
I would like to point out is that people tend to think of organizations like individuals, and if you're going to think of organizations like individuals, you should consider that an organization with like the concept of the state as we currently have it, a top-down hierarchical system, is responsible for more deaths in the 20th century than anything else. So if you want to murder something, if you want to kill something and you want to execute something, let's start with the state, the concept of the state and the rulership and, you know, forced violence upon people.
All right, let's go to the phones, get your thoughts, Sex Offender Registry, or whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live, and we go to Austin, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Austin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Welcome, sir.
You guys were talking about, ridiculous things that'll land you on the sex offender list. And
yes.
When I was in high school, one of my buddies on the baseball team, he mooned a busload of cheerleaders at an away game. And
that's funny.
Ended up having to register as a, it was hilarious until, the following Monday at school, they call him into the office and the county police are there and he has to
right.
get himself.
So it's a sex offense. You can tell more of the story here in a moment if you'd like, but it's a sex offense. And thanks for the call. It's a sex offense to moon a bus full of cheerleaders, but it's totally fine for those cheerleaders to shake and grind and, basically display themselves for all manner of lecherous men sitting in the
audience.
Depends
on the school, but it certainly happens.
Yeah, 855-450 free. Well, what do you think cheerleaders are there for? It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're doing a live Saturday edition of the program at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We're talking about the so-called sex registry, which, as we've discussed tonight, actually includes people who have urinated behind a fence somewhere in a park. It could be somebody who, is a prostitute or a John, perhaps. I don't know if this is a I don't know if these apply in all states.
Right,
so.
Although you don't, I can tell you this. This does not apply in all states.
Yeah.
And that's really the difficulty is that when one has a conversation about things like this, one tends to generalize. And
yeah.
The difficulty is that every state is different. Florida, for instance, where you and I are from, has these rules where sex offenders can't live within a certain distance of schools and churches and playgrounds
and
places
that
kids congregate. And when you're talking about these places, it puts these giant, you know, you put 100 feet, 500 feet, 1,000 feet,
yep.
put these circles all over the map for churches and playgrounds and schools and all this stuff. And pretty soon you have very few places that sex offenders can live.
Right, and then so they end up congregating. Which
well, and a lot of times they end up just living in the woods.
Or under a bridge or
and,
something.
And
yeah.
when you make it difficult for an ex-con to reassimilate, my question to you is this. Do you think they are more or less likely to reoffend, to fall back into old patterns that they find comfortable, old patterns that they're used to? Do you want to make it easier for them to make a life for themselves, or do you want
right.
to make it harder?
Yeah, because if they're hanging around a bunch of other, you know, sex offenders, and
right. this is the grand plan that the state creates. Let's take all the sex offenders, put them in one place, and hope that they don't all get together and make one roving sex offender gang that steals our children. For God's sakes, the worst possible scenario is the one that the state comes up with. And this is almost every time the situation.
We'll come back with more of your calls here in moments. 855-453 if you've got comments on the sex offender registry. Also asked a question on our Facebook and Twitter and Google pages asking, you know, do you think the registry should exist at all? And give us your reasons for that. So 855-453.
You know, the concepts of voluntarism can be difficult to get. And there's some ways to get them, like through literature. Makes it a lot easier. And a very easy form of literature to consume is the online web comic. It is free. When it comes to Quantum Vibe, it is produced daily or week daily.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to quantumvibe.com and read hundreds of strips that they have there. And they're it's serial.
So
it's a story, yep, and it's free at quantumvibe.com. It's a great science fiction story about a voluntarist world in the future and a gal who's from it and her traveling about the solar system 500 years in the future and in dealing with all kinds of different worlds and what it might be like. It's a fascinating story. It's free. And you can order Volume 1, Quantum Vibe, Nicole, from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com or directly from Big Head Press. If you're a fan of Quantum Vibe, get the book. Support what Scott Beazer does. It's quantumvibe.com.
All right, so 855-453 is the toll-free number. Right back to the phone calls. Ladies first, Celia is on the line in Washington listening to KUSA. Hey, Celia.
Oh, yes. Let me get my speaker off because it sometimes messes up.
Yep. Always appreciate turning
okay.
off the speakerphone. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I used to think that way. I used to think that they should all be just killed.
The sex offenders. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And because, you know, I just thought I didn't know a lot about it. But now I know a lot of the truth. I bet you 9 out of 10 of these guys actually do plea bargains, and a plea bargain is never a bargain.
It's more than
okay?
9 out of 10.
Great point.
Yeah, Cecilia, it's absolutely more than 9 out of 10. Yeah,
you can. I'm saying that it is because they force them into it. They scare the hell out of them, and even if they're innocent, if they're dragged through the mud long enough, pretty soon they're going to go ahead and plea bargain no matter what because they can't afford to pay the doggone fees for attorneys to be able to, you know, prove their case. I have already seen 2 innocent people run down the line and just, if the girl said you did it, you did it, okay? I've seen it happen myself.
Yeah, I think this is one of the difficulties of sort of gender stereotypes in our society is that, you know, sadly, when it comes to sex, men will tell lies and women won't. And, you know, I'm not saying that there aren't negative gender stereotypes on both sides, but this is one of them. And it makes it very difficult to confront that. Also, when you're an individual who's been charged with a crime, basically you go to jail until that crime is deposed. And exactly. So if they offer you, okay, plead guilty to a sex crime, be in a registry for the rest of your life, we'll give you 5 years probation, but you'll get out tomorrow.
People are going to take it.
A lot of people are going to take that. Well, you know, I got to pay my bills. You know, my dog's got to get fed. You know, when you put somebody in, they lose everything. People who have apartments, you can't pay the next month's rent. Most people are month to month on their rent. Mm-hmm. Let's be serious here. They lose the girlfriend. They lose everything. She moves back in with mom the next state over, takes the kids with her. Life is ruined with a month in jail. Well,
there's a lot more to this. I mean, if you go to Project Innocence on and check that out, the whole thing is, you know, you have no recourse to fight back. And, I mean,
it's true.
I can make a story about you. If I went and told on you, I could say, well, he did this to me, and I know it was him. And there doesn't have to be any evidence anymore.
Yeah, even if we'd never met, and even if your allegations are false, it could still ruin somebody's life if you did that. And thank you, Celia, for the call. Great points tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Stuart Call on our Facebook page answered the question, should the sex offender registry exist, why or why not, saying, there is nothing wrong with a registry. However, it needs to be made known that some of these people were charged with as little as peeing in an alley. David Crawford says the most important thing is that people who urinate behind a dumpster and guys who have sex with a five-year-old not be lumped together, in my opinion. Derek Ford says it should exist for real offenders, but not a government list. We can compile that list without the help of the state. And I have to say that if you're going to have a list, that's the only one that I could bring myself to support.
Well, a list is going to exist, Ian.
That's the only one I could bring myself to support. However, the non-state list that he's proposing has an issue, and that is that what kind of charity, what size charity would have to exist behind that to ensure that this, you know, the list stays up to date. Because people move, right? And so how would you necessarily keep up to date with all these offenders?
It would probably be a clearinghouse for people who just keep an eye on their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, likely there would be people in the, you know, that keep an eye on neighborhoods and say, oh, well, you know, can't have that going on here. So they just, you know, they take their two or three block area. They find out who's been convicted of what in that general vicinity. And then a clearinghouse puts all that information together. The problem is that if I don't like somebody, I just label them a sex offender. So you have a real difficult time with this sex offender registry concept put out by the individual. We can see, you know, the George Zimmerman case here recently. Neighborhood Watch sounds like a really great idea. Now, I don't know what happened between Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, but one of the stories is that, you know, he just went overboard with his power.
There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program, here to take your calls. Now, we are talking about sex offenders, the sex offender registry. Is this really the best way to handle these situations, or should they just be put to death? Some people believe that. I think that that is a terrible idea, but let's go on with your calls and thoughts here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You know, it's a great idea, getting a free blockchain.info wallet for bitcoins.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was interesting. I read an article recently that said 25% of Americans had heard of bitcoins. And of those 25%, 66% of them, so two-thirds of the people that have heard of bitcoins, trusted bitcoins. This is an incredible level of trust for a currency that was created on the internet within the last few years.
By someone anonymous.
And the fact is that, yeah, you should trust bitcoins because they're backed by cryptography, unbreakable code. Yes, I know. Everybody says code is always breakable. Well, once this code's breakable, then they're just going to make a unbreakable code
They'll
after that.
They'll upgrade it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's always the evolution of the sword and the shield whenever it comes to things.
And Bitcoin is evolving, and it does have an active team of developers that's constantly upgrading and updating it, and it's not the same Bitcoin it once was.
And you have to compare it to currencies that are available now. Take a look at the U.S. dollar. Ben Bernanke puts that stuff out like it's candy.
Yeah, what kind of upgrade has that received?
Wait, how much different is the U.S. dollar than it was in 1970?
There's a new picture on there.
Right,
and,
the picture's bigger. Yeah. You'll get a free blockchain.info account to hold your bitcoins. This is the first step on the road to having bitcoins, is just opening an account. Blockchain.info, they've got an app that works on Androids or iPhones.
Love it.
You can get it through the shop store or the iPhone store, whatever it is
Play
that you use. Play, you're right. It's not shop, it's play. Four letters. Got it confused. Anyway, blockchain.info, it's great, and it is encrypted right in your browser. So, blockchain. The NSA, the FBI. Nobody can know what kind, how much money you have in your account. If you're careful, you use the right information, who you're sending and receiving it to, you know, that kind of thing. It's blockchain.info.
To the phones and your thoughts. Jason is in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jason.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I got an example and then a little story. The guy recently that just pled guilty got life in 1,000 years for kidnapping the three girls.
Yeah, that was the one in Ohio.
Ooh, the one where they were held for years in his dungeon or whatever.
Yeah, when they said life plus 1,000 years, I made an audible exclamation. I could, oh my God, 1,000 years after life. I mean, this guy's never getting out.
In my opinion, that guy needs to be in a pine box by the end of the week.
I got you, but okay, let's talk about the reality of that. I don't want to talk about the morality of that. Ian will you know, bother you all day long about the morality of it. I want to talk to you about the practicality of it. You know that everybody who's sentenced to an execution is mandated an appeal, right?
Yes.
And it makes sense that somebody might get an appeal when you're talking about something as important as life or death. The cost of lawyers and judges and stenographers and all the things that go into this, you know, with the current system we have, it takes 10 years on average to execute somebody. It costs more money to execute somebody, like, by 10 times. 10 times the money to execute them. And we're not talking about a bullet here. It's not the cost of a bullet. They're cheap. It's the cost of all the legal stuff that goes into it. So it costs 10 times the amount to execute somebody as it does to give them bologna sandwiches and an 8x10 cell for the rest of their life.
I wasn't looking at the cost aspect of it. I'm just talking about what I think should be done. If you get someone on video committing a murder, just get rid of them. If there is reasonable doubt because there's no evidence, then you got to go through the process. But I got a story for you on the sex offender thing.
Sure.
Back when I was 21, I was stationed in San Diego in the Navy, and we went out. There was like some of us went out to celebrate someone's birthday. Well, there's a group of the guys that love to pants each other in awkward situations.
Pantsing, yes, okay.
Kids being stupid.
Well, sure.
Three of the guys were out on the patio and talking to these girls they were hitting on. I was married, so I was back with the other married guy just talking back at the bar. Well, one of them thought it'd be funny to pants the birthday boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he accidentally grabbed his underwear at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Down to his ankles. Well, the girls giggled, laughed, thought it was funny, but the two San Diego bike cops on the other side of the street came over and arrested him for indecent exposure, blah, blah, blah.
Arrested him, okay.
Yes.
But and he didn't snitch on his friends?
Didn't do anything to the friend. The guy that was exposed was the one that went to jail. Luckily, the judge, we all went to court, the judge said, it sounds like it was a harmless prank, it was really stupid, something like that shouldn't affect your military career and the rest of your life. He said, I don't know, you know, maybe you'll learn something from this. Gave him 6 months probation. And if he would have been found guilty, he would have been on the sex offenders list.
He sure would.
I've also got to ask myself, you know, in dealing with this situation, one, this is kind of like the cop that gives you the ticket to the next cell down of a speeding. You know, you were going 20 miles an hour. I'm just going to give the ticket for 15. That guy. And, you know, you got to say, judge, this guy got 6 months probation for having his pants pulled down by his friends. That is a miscarriage of justice. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, that judge deserves to spend some time in jail for that sentence. If it was a harmless prank, then he should have given him a harmless prank. He should have let him go. Harmless pranks have no harm.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to violate probation.
Not when you ship out like a week later. We were gone for 7 months.
That's great. But this is the other thing, is the double standard that comes in with being in the military. How do you think this would have been if this would have instead had been, you know, some urban
youth
instead of some guy who's in the military serving our country?
Yeah, I think the judge, you know, if it had been like a college kid, the way this judge acted and the whole scenario. Luckily, the bike cops were there, and they did say, yeah, that they witnessed the pantsing, they had the whole story.
So they had even seen him be pantsed, and they still arrested him.
Yeah, that the cops.
Ridiculous.
I have a problem with.
I got a problem with the judge.
Yeah.
I've got a problem with the stenographer. I've got a problem with the bailiffs. Everybody who didn't stand up and say, my God, this is a miscarriage of justice, I've got a problem with it.
You know they can't do it. They're scared, Mark. They're going
right.
to get fired.
They've got to keep everybody employed. And that's the problem. This is a big government work program. This is nothing about justice.
Great story, though, Jason. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Really appreciate it. At 855-453, let's go to Rick. He's in Alabama. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Rick, Alabama, going once. Rick in Alabama, going twice. We'll put Rick back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Let's try a different Rick. This one's in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Rick number two.
Yes, I don't understand why people get upset about that, because here's the thing. If you could go on the Internet, I know where I live at, it's free. You could go on the Internet and check somebody's criminal background check for free. Most, there are some states that will do that, and some states charge. Or you can go to these private websites and they run them for you.
Yeah, you can. Now, what I've seen is I've seen that you can check somebody in that county. In Florida, they make it easy to check on the county, not on the state.
Here you can get, you know, what happens is, let me show you how Virginia works. You go to the website for the free one, you can scroll down and say, this city, keep on going down to every city and county and see if they've been there or not. And if they have, you can check the background, even with a business.
Just to clarify, are you talking about general criminal background checks, or are you talking about a sex offender-specific registry?
Well, sex offender would be on the criminal background check, too.
It would. Okay, so you were talking about going to, like, a website like Intellius and doing a search on somebody, and there's most of these sites will allow you to buy a
subscription. In other words, I can run a background check on Ian if I wanted to. If I wanted to pay, and I don't know if the state paid it, if you have to pay for it there or not, but I could run a background check on him and that's something new. But here's the thing, in Florida, the guy used the background check to do a crime, and it is a felony in all states that if you use a background, sex offender or a background check to commit a crime against that person, then that's a felony.
No doubt about that. Rick, thanks for the
another
call.
Another felony.
More coming up. 855-450 free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Sex Offender Registry, which, of course, always results, whenever we've discussed this over the years, always results in ridiculous stories and calls from people with just absolutely outrageous examples of how people have been maybe on the sex offender registry for just the dumbest of things, or came darn close to getting on it, or possibly even their life ruined by some nonsense, like the guy who got pantsed by some of his military buddies while on a break in San Francisco, I think it was. Some beat cops who were nearby saw it happen, and they arrested the dude who got pantsed.
Luckily. And then the judge sentenced him to 6 months probation. Of course, he was going out on a ship for 7 months after that. But sentenced him for 6 months probation, ostensibly, you know, from what I can tell, to teach his friends not to pants him. I'm not sure. I mean, it's
they're
crazy.
Not on probation.
And interesting is to see the Stockholm syndrome of the caller who called in, who's like, you know, and fortunately the judge saw reason. No, he didn't. He saw the opposite of reason. Now, he's madder at the cops than he is at the judge, but frankly, you know, I mean, the judge is the one who's supposed to see reason. Cops are supposed to be automatons.
Right, there's no reason. Myrmidons
that do nothing but enforce the law.
That's not true either. I mean, that's what cops are these days, and a lot of them are. There are some good cops who actually use their conscience, but in my opinion, a police officer is supposed to be a peace officer who is constantly checking his conscience, constantly looking at what's right and what's wrong, not what the law says, because there have been so many examples in history where the law has been wrong and people have ignorantly enforced that law against other human beings to the detriment of all of us.
I'd like if everybody along the way used common sense. Sadly, common sense appears to be really uncommon.
Yeah, that's a cliche, but it's probably a mostly true one. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Right back into your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Eddie in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, couple things. The guy with the pants, actually, you know, me being a cop for 13 years, if anybody should have got arrested for that, should have been the guy that brought the pants out from assault, not the guy that actually got that actually lost his pants. Second, the sex the sex registry is a complicated thing, and the reason why it makes it complicated is because every state has their own laws.
Yep.
Here in Virginia, to have a, you know, to be on a sex registry, you have to actually commit a sex crime. Okay? Now, when you pull up a criminal history, okay, there's going to be violent sex offenders. And when you have a violent sex offender, those are going to be the ones who's going to be rape, you know, child abuse, you know, for, you know, anything where the child is under 12 and under. Typically, you're going to have the 3-year status, you know, because in Virginia, at the age of 15, you actually are able to consent to sexual intercourse with anybody.
15?
At 15 in Virginia, you have age of consent.
Wow, I had not heard that one. That's interesting. I thought it was 16. I thought it was 16 across the whole country, except for some places where it's 18.
Yep, everybody thinks that in Virginia, but I've worked sex crimes now for 8 years. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a lot of times where we'll get parents that come in and says, hey, you know, my daughter slept with this guy and I want to pursue charges. And she's 15. And I said, well, ma'am, unfortunately, at the age of 15, she's got the age of consent. Now, the most we can actually charge somebody is contributing delinquency with a minor, which is a class 2 to class 4 misdemeanor.
But even okay? that is not – well, hold on, just point of clarification. I don't know what your statutes say there, but contributing to the delinquency usually requires the minor to commit a misdemeanor or felony-level offense. So what's the offense with sex if it's a completely consensual act?
Well, if he drank ahead of time.
Absolutely. So – on terms, the only way you can actually charge him with contributing delinquency to a minor in Virginia is that she would have to testify, okay, that he contributed sexual intercourse with her, which 99% of the time, that's not going to happen because it's consensual. So, you know, the sex offense, the sex registry and the sex crimes, you know, is really big. And ultimately, you know, what we as law-abiding citizens and what states need to do is get on track on what is good common sense. You know, what is truly a sex crime? Because if somebody over here urinates behind a dumpster, that's just a platform misdemeanor, you're urinating in public. You get a $50 ticket, you pay it off, call it a day.
In Virginia.
In some places, it's a sex offense.
In New York, it's not.
Absolutely. Now, if somebody is, you know, showing their private parts and defending somebody else, now that becomes indecent exposure, okay, so that's a class 1 misdemeanor, okay? And, you know, so ultimately because there is so many levels of statutes in each state, it's very difficult to come up with what I would say a true registry because what Florida may have as a sex offense crime will not meet the statute in Virginia. So ultimately, if somebody commits a sex crime in Florida, like urinating behind the public, when it comes to Virginia, they will no longer be a sex offender in Virginia. Does that make any sense?
I got you, Eddie. And you know what? I appreciate you as a law enforcement officer taking the time to call in and share your expertise on this matter. And I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. It's always great to have a law enforcer call in because they offer a perspective that's pretty difficult to get. So thanks
for
that.
I always, you know, because it's radio, I never know who I'm dealing with. But in this circumstance, man, the guy sounds informed, right?
Yep. Yeah, he definitely sounded like he knew what he was talking about. So 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dan in Utah, listening to KZNU in St. George. Hey, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up a couple of points. First of all, I worked in youth corrections for about 6 years, and one of the things that I know is I work with victims of sexual offenses, and I also work with children, you know, who are perpetrators of those offenses. And quite frankly, the recidivism rate amongst those kids who come in and out of the programs and in and out of the system is huge.
Is it huge?
It's about 93% recidivism rate amongst those children who are released back out into the community to try to integrate and be a part of things again. And
so here's what I want to ask you, though. Now, recidivism is a funny term because it means different things to different people. What most people believe when they hear the term recidivism is that a sex offender has sexually offended again.
Whereas
what it often means in reality is that they have violated probation by doing a variety of things that were no-nos, like drinking a beer or being out too late or whatever it is that they might have done. Are you saying that 93% of youth offenders reoffend with more sex crimes?
Yes.
I'm stunned to the point of speechlessness.
Why are you stunned, Mark?
Because I don't believe it. I was in youthful offender prison for 8 years, and I can tell you that I saw nothing like that number.
Well, you don't see that number amongst the kids in population, but when they get back out, there's going to be multiple opportunities for them. And, I mean, my own personal opinion, and this is the topic you brought up, this is a tough topic, and there's a lot of gray area in this topic, but the bottom line to me is that I've seen it amongst the children I worked with, and I also have people who are very close to me, friends of mine and people who have been personally affected by this. And I've known people who I've worked with, kids that I've worked with, who have gone back out and repeated and offended again. And I've known people who have actually been perpetrated on multiple times by the same person. And the thing about this to me, this is pretty emotional to me, is that because of the people who are so close to me, you know, you're talking about what the penalties and punishments and those kind of things should be for these people. Well, this is the way I look at it. The people that I know that have been hurt by this, that have been affected, those people's lives were taken away from them, some of them 30-plus years ago. And, yes, they've moved on with life. They've made good things of themselves. They've done things. But it is also something that never goes away. The fear, the emotional stress, the things that have happened to them are things that they will deal with for the rest of their life. I don't think that we should put anyone to death for this kind of stuff. I'm not on board with that kind of a punishment. I have my own opinion of what should happen to people who are sexual perpetrators. But
let's hear it.
Well, I don't know if I can say it on the radio. But
okay, you're suggesting that an eye for an eye, they should have a similar thing done to them that was done. But does that stop the cycle of violence?
I mean, the bottom line is, and this is what, you know, one thing that I believe in, is I believe that rather than spending money to put people on death row and doing those kind of things, we need to have more programs for people who have committed these kind of crimes to help them, whether they're in jail or not, to be able to rehabilitate their life, to be able to try to make changes. But there also needs to be programs in place, I think, like the registry, like maybe even a special force, task force, whatever you want to call it, that tracks and monitors so that we make sure that they're not going back out and continually repeating these offenses that they've done.
Dan, thank you so much for the call tonight. We continue with more Free Talk Live in moments at 855-450-FREE. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.